AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. U.S. officials say commandos have taken out the Islamic State leader in charge of the group's oil fields. It happened in a rare overnight raid in Syria. Former FBI terrorism investigator Clint Watts saying it was a daring mission.
To pull off a raid this complex and this deep in such a fantastic way, again, to do it with so little errors and to actually get their target, suggests they had really strong intelligence.
Watts says killing an oil field commander will be a big blow to the Islamic State group's finances.
If you can topple the key individuals that are distributors of those revenues and their economic sort of base of support, you can actually degrade the organization quicker than if you just focused on the military component of ISIS.
No one was hurt in the raid. The Boston Marathon bomber is convicted, but some details regarding his future aren't yet clear.
Even though a jury agreed that Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev should be executed, it could be years before that would happen. The next step is for a judge to schedule a time to formally impose the sentence. Tsarnaev and survivors of the bombing would get a chance to speak. Then the Bureau of Prisons would decide where to put him. It could be in Terre Haute, Indiana, which has a special unit for death row inmates. And of course, there will probably be a lot of appeals. That, too, could take a long time. I'm Shirley Smith.
An Egyptian court has sentenced ousted President Mohamed Morsi to death. AP correspondent Merritt Kennedy.
Now this death sentence will be referred to the country's top authority on Islamic law, where he will issue a non-binding opinion. The next hearing is set for June 2nd. But keep in mind, Morsi is already serving a 20-year sentence after a conviction last month on charges linked to the killing of protesters in December 2012.
Morsi got the death penalty for his role in a mass prison break that happened during the uprising that toppled Hosni Mubarak. This is AP Radio News. The second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown gets underway later today in Baltimore. Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah is the favorite heading into today's Preakness. Trainer Bob Baffert says the Preakness may not be an exact repeat of the Derby.
You know, you just don't know until those gates come open. You know, the break, it's so important. You know, they have to break well and everything has to go, you know, you don't, the track conditions, you know, it might rain or you just don't know.
Post time is at 6:18 Eastern. A Texas woman and her long-missing daughter have arrived in Houston, ending an 8-year cross-border case. 13-year-old Alondra Diaz was taken to Mexico in 2007 by her dad without her mother's consent. The case gained attention last month, though, after a judge in Mexico wrongly turned over another girl to Diaz's mother. The girl was returned to her real family when DNA tests showed she wasn't the right kid. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.